I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Delegations from the United States and Iran meet in Pakistan tomorrow after the temporary ceasefire announced this week. But even if negotiations are more than another impasse, the conflict has already set up long-term threats of terrorist attacks in the region. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, explains.
The honor and shame part of the culture of this part of the world means that the fight might take a pause, but it will still go on.
He says that situations in the Middle East are always intertwined. Hezbollah connects to Iran, connects to Syria, connects to Iraq, and so on. The danger extends to local Christians as well.
The evangelical church in this part of the world, for better or for worse, is often connected to the U.S.
Pray for protection, boldness, and strength for brothers and sisters as they serve and speak about Christ. Bible translators have brought God's word to roughly 4,000 language communities since the first century, yet serious needs remain today. Perry Oakes of Unfolding Word says,
there are thousands of languages that still need Bibles and only a few hundred Bible translation consultants, most of them around my age and thinking about retirement.
Trained as a traditional Bible translator, Oakes later became a consultant.
It became pretty clear to me that was a very slow process and probably would not get the job done all over the world if they were relying on people like me.
The lack of Western translation consultants creates a bottleneck, stopping progress worldwide. Book packages from Unfolding Word allow indigenous translators to check their own work, keeping projects on track. Pray for Oakes and his team as they strive to complete the remaining book packages software. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.